100.7 The Bay.
Hey, this is Aaron Douglas calling.
Hi, Aaron. How are you today?
Oh, living the dream, you know.
I do know. So how are you really?
I am just waking up.
Okay. Have you been to Baltimore before?
I was here, God, like 15 years ago at something called Shore Leave, but it wasn't downtown. It was off in the distance, and it was an airport to a hotel and then back to the airport. So this is my first time actually being in Baltimore proper.
Okay. Well, fun fact, Shore Leave is held in the hotel that is in the parking lot across from my studios.
Oh, really?
That I can look over and see right now.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
We call it Smaltimore here, where you have like connections that you don't even realize or think about.
Oh.
So we already have our Smaltimore connection. You're already in.
Oh, yes. I'm sitting in my room looking at M&T Bank Stadium and the Orioles park.
Yes.
Which is very cool.
Are you a bigger baseball or football fan?
Wow. You know what? That's a really good question if I had to rank them. Well, both baseball and football are annoying me right now, so I'm going to have to go with neither.
That works. So is there anything now that you're in Baltimore proper instead of being out in the Hunt Valley that you're looking forward to, like the downtown scene or like getting a good crab cake? Or
yeah, I've been told I have to get the lump crab. It'll change my life. I'm going to the Tall Ships after I get off the phone in about an hour. Going to go, not the Tall Ships, the historical ships. Going to take a private tour of the Constellation this afternoon, which I'm really looking forward to because I'm a big history nerd and war stuff is very fascinating to me.
Awesome.
And I'm supposed to go to Miss Something's for breakfast. Miss Shirley's. There it is.
I love Miss Shirley's. And my favorite thing there, it's Shirley's Affair with Oscar, which is like everything you can imagine on a plate.
Shirley's Affair with Oscar.
Yes, it's Shirley's Affair with Oscar, and it's got like the egg on it. It's got bacon. There's like asparagus involved. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Oh, wow. Not to be that guy, but surely there must be a story behind that.
There is. It's on the menu. You'll have to read it and find out.
Oh, well, then I will.
Okay. So you've done a lot of really great work that people know you from, like X-Men 2 and iRobot and Stargate and Battlestar Galactica and The Flash and Once Upon a Time. And now you're doing your own thing, too. You're a creator.
I am. It's very cool to be on the other side of things. It's a completely different world, and I wish I had done this years ago so I realized just what the creators actually have to go through to get their stuff made. And then they show up on set, and all the actors go, yeah, no, I'm not going to say that. Who wrote this? This is terrible. And so, yeah, I would have come off, I would have been much more friendly, I'm sure. It's fun. It's great. Who didn't grow up reading comic books? I'm sure there's some, but one of them wasn't me. I'm working with Aftershock Comics, and I am currently writing my very first full-length graphic novel, which I'm quite looking forward to getting completed and getting it out into the world.
Does it have a title yet that you can share?
The working title is Morley, but it's not going to end up being called that because they don't think it explains exactly what it is enough. And that's one of those hills I'm not going to try and fight and die on. So I'll say, yeah, okay. You guys have done this a lot longer than I have, so we'll call it what you come up with.
My notes say 2020. Is it spring? Is it fall? Is it?
Right now it's 2020. I'm hoping for spring, early summer, toward April, May, but you know how these things go. They could drag on and wind up being in the fall. But the goal is 7-8 months from now.
Very cool. And you haven't quit acting yet either.
Nope.
You have other films and things underway, TV series?
Yeah, I plug away, do what I can. I can't say the name of the show, but there's a big show on Sci-Fi Channel that I joined the cast at towards the end of the season. It started airing. I think they're around episode 5, and that's about all I can say because they haven't announced me yet.
Ooh, yeah.
It was very cool. I had so much fun. I got to work with a guy that I've been friends with for a long, long time, and we've never gotten to work together, so we finally got to work together, and it was day after day of just laughing at each other and making fun of each other and, you know, the things that boys do.
You certainly have my attention, and now I will be on the lookout for whatever this could possibly be.
Dear Google Alerts, tell me when Aaron Douglas is announced in something.
Yes, give me. Or maybe you'll give more clues at the panel at Baltimore Comic Con, or no?
Yeah, I think probably at the panel somebody will work it out. But see, sci-fi people are very clever people. I always say that if a giant rock dropped on the top of a convention center during one of these things, the mean average IQ of that city and town would drop precipitously because the really, really bright people are inside those rooms. But I'm sure somebody's going to work it out. I'll give really cryptic clues, but there's just way too many code breakers in there to not let it go by.
Well, the fact that you use precipitously means that you're one of them yourself.
Ha! No, I don't know what that word means. It just people tell me I can use it in this context, and that's about it as far as I go.
Oh, okay. Well, your brother does some music stuff, and one of the promo shots of you going around is your Anthrax shirt. So I got to ask if you have any musical talent yourself, or if you're just a big fan.
I'm a big fan, but I play a really poor guitar. Actually, I have a really nice guitar. I just play it poorly. I grew up playing hockey, actually, because I'm from Canada. You have to, otherwise they take your passport away. And we were metal guys in the dressing room, so you'd put on, it's like the 80s, so we'd have the 80s metal, Metallica and Black Sabbath and Ozzy and all that kind of stuff, and Anthrax. And one day we were on set, and during Battlestar we always had people visiting, celebrities that were in town shooting things or bands that were passing through. It got to be the point where, like, oh, hey, you got to come and say hi to somebody. And I'd never heard of most of these people. And then one guy says, hey, there's a band. Did you see the band? And like, oh, another band. No, I didn't know. And then I started to walk away. I said, turned back. I said, who is it? And he goes, Anthrax. Anthrax! And I was a huge Anthrax fan. So he said, oh, they're over at the CIC stage. So I ran through there, and I could hear them. And I poked my head through a wall. And there he was, Scott Ian and Frank Bello. And I just lost my mind. And they went, Chief! And so we've become friends, and so when I was doing headshots, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to put on an Anthrax shirt, and it turned out pretty well.
We're talking about Baltimore Comic Con coming to the Baltimore Convention Center this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Aaron Douglas, you're going to be their chief from Battlestar Galactica. You were on X-Men 2, iRobot, Stargate, Supernatural, The Flash, Once Upon a Time, so many more. You have your own comic book coming out for Aftershock Comics, and I can't wait to see you this weekend.
I'm very much looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I'm going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I've got a panel on Saturday with the Aftershock people, and my solo panel is on Sunday. And I basically wander the stage and tell stories for an hour. And if anybody's out there and wants to hear my Robin Williams story, it's my favorite one, put your hand up and ask for it. And that's a good 15-minute long story of hilarity and one of my favorite men in the world.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, Aaron, and I'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Baltimore Comic Con at the Baltimore Convention Center this weekend, Friday 1 to 7, Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday 10 to 5, featuring Aaron Douglas, Tara Strong, Greg Sipes, Joel Stopher, and Jonathan Shake all weekend. Hundreds of comic creators all weekend long. Costume contest for adults Saturday, kids Sunday. Comics, cosplay, and fun all weekend long.